So, it has been told that he is Bhagavan Ishwar. Not crossing the Narlila Bhav, he is sitting home. He can sit in the hearts of so many yogis. Why he cannot sit on the seats made by all gopis? He is telling that in Brahma, Shankar and all other yogis who go in the side of Kirod Sai ocean, and for a moment he sits there and at once he vanishes, goes away. But here he sits for so long period, Brahmaratri. Achyuta, he always sits, never leaves that ocean. Chuti rahi. Archita? And all the same that I have described.
কথা বাজলো কত? 6:20
মিনিট। 6:20 কখন থেকে বসেছি?
22।
তাহলে কত হলো? সভাজ ইত্বা তদমাঙ্গন অনঙ্গ দীপনম সহাস লীলে খন বিভ্রম ভ্রুয়া সংস্পর্শেন অঙ্কৃতা অঙ্ঘ্রি হস্তয়ো সংস্থ ঈষত কুপিতা বভা শিরে। সভাজয়িত্বা তদনঙ্গ দীপনম সহাস লীলে খন বিভ্রম ভ্রুয়া। আফটার দ্যাট After that, Gopi Hasame Lila Kataksha Vilasogi with
smiling
face by their this Kataksha. And Krishna having his hands in the lips, in the laps of gopis, or his face, they began to serve with their hands, like this. And after that, they will begin to do prasansa means
admiring
the
praising
the Krishna lotus feet and hands, and they began to tell something with ishat ko vishat anger. Ishat means there was mostly prem. Anger was very little. Ishat. To explain their hearts. And they mildly they are telling. like a prahelika. Prahelika means in like a question, that who is you? At first they served Krishna, and they made pleased Krishna, and then they began to ask for Krishna. They began to prakash karna, express their moods, so that Krishna Ananga can come out, prem, for this. Because Krishna was controlled by them, and he wanted to play with gopis. Gopis saw Krishna this viewpoint, and then they began to do like same to fulfill the desire of Krishna. But they are showing that they were not utsuk, they were not
completely
eager, they were not eager to do vihar with Krishna. As if they are telling like so. But actually they were wanting. And Krishna has called gopis and he has again disappeared. So gopis were some angry with Krishna. Krishna also began to show his face and everything, that gopis calm, gopis prem may come out, both each other. So please, Krishna is also giving his hand, doing like so, and they are also doing like so, each other. Sahas lilekhan. Sahas means by
smiling.
That by smiling, by curving their
eyebrow,
are telling to Krishna that we want to ask something from you. They were thinking so, that we should ask Krishna, but not directly. We should know the heart of Krishna, how. So, by doing so, they want that Krishna should admit his fault. We should not tell that you have done fault, but Krishna may tell that I have done fault. So they began to ask. Here he is telling that avahittha bhava came. Avahittha bhava means, you know, hiding their moods. They are telling in another mood. This is called avahittha. So they are now telling that you are you have done wrong, cheated us, but Krishna should tell that I have done wrong. He is telling that by any coming bhav, when a sthayi bhav is covered by any other coming bhav, then that is called avahita. The same thing we have described. Here, gopis have been some angry, but yet they are pleasing Krishna, meddling, doing Krishna hand, serving and feet serving and telling, smiling, but yet there is some
anger,
and they covering their anger, happily they are questioning Krishna. Though the action of gopis were kapatata, you know, cheating, but it is helping in a rasoda. They are hiding their sthayi bhav here, and they are covering their bhav with another bhav, so they are gopi. Gopi means to hide. Nothing more. Now we will start tomorrow. In two times, we will try to go what far as we can go.
भजतो नु भजत भजन्ते का एक एतद् विपरिजय नो भयांश भजन्ते का एतन नो ब्रूहि साधु हो भजतो अनु भजन्ते का the word meaning is like this. There are several kinds of persons. One kind of persons are those who, if anyone does bhajan, then they do bhajan also. If anyone has affection and love towards any other person, the other person will love. एक एतद् विपर्ययम् एतद् विपर्ययम् मीन्स वन काइंड ऑफ पर्सन अनदर काइंड ऑफ पर्सन अबाउट उल्टा अपोजिट दैट इज इफ एनीवन इज नॉट loving, he has no affection, but yet another is loving. It is vipariyam. It is quite opposite. No bhayansa bhajan teka etanno ruhi sadhu. And third class of persons are those who now bhayansa. If anyone loves, have affection or not, he loves or not, this person don't love or have affection towards them. Now they are asking, smiling and laughing, they are asking to Krishna, etanno bruhi sadhuho. You should tell what is your idea about this. And they wanted to know from Krishna that you should tell truth, sadhuho. You should tell truth, no lie. Because you are so sadhu. So we want to know that in three classes you are one of them. So in what class you are? First, second, third. Gopis are saying that those who love to others, Krishna does not love. Examples are we, because we love Krishna, but he don't love. He, when he came out of sight, and we were weeping and weeping so much, but he has no mercy, nothing, no love with us. Not on one time, several times we have seen. So one who loves Krishna, but Krishna love. Eka eva tat viparyayam. Gopis are seeing that in this class also Krishna is known. If anyone loves, Krishna does not love. So if anyone loves or not, Krishna, how can he love? Anyone loves, but there are some reasons. That reason is that sahaituk prem, ahaituk prem. You know? Sahaituk prem mane, if anyone loves, then I have some swartha.
Self-interest.
He will pay me something that I want. Not as a pipe or but anything that I wish. Like father and mother. His son is not loving. Father is loving them for two reasons. In old days they will give something. They will
serve
him and palan poshan kare. But some fathers are that they have nothing to take from them. They have enough. Or any guru. They don't love anyone for this. So So the second is good. But Krishna has nothing ahead to pray. So he does not do prem. Those who do prem are not. Gopis are thinking that he is not one of them. But the third, Krishna will be surely in that thing. No bhayansha bhajan teka. Etan no purushadhu. Those who are doing prem are not doing prem. Krishna does not. So Krishna is in that type of. So gopis are thinking that we have Krishna ko aise band diya hai. We have tightened Krishna so much that he should admit that I am akritagya, ungrateful. So they are smiling and asking Krishna. We see that Vaishnava Toshni is not taken. Gopis are, especially the gopi who sing for a very far distance with crooked eyes, making his
eyebrow
as a bow. And sharp eye as a
arrow.
And he has catch hold this lower
tails
by his very beautiful tails. And at that time her appearance was so marvelous that Krishna was pee raha hai.
Drinking
in a cup of their two eyes. At that time, Braj Devi, Braj Gopi are thinking that he is so ungrateful. So he should realize this. And he should admit. So that gopi, very gopi, which was seen by the corner of her eyes, smiling, she is telling. That is mridu also, prakhar also, and controlling also Krishna, she is asking. They are hiding their bhav, mood, by avahitta, as if they don't know anything. And they are simply asking. But there is something very deep, and they wanted to that Krishna should admit. It is believed from outward, it is known. So it is called in the Rasa Shastra, this mood is avahitta. Secondly, Jiva Goswami is telling, why you call them? Kaun hai? कहां से आ रहे
मंदिर से आ रहे
दे थिंकिंग व्हेन कृष्ण विल एडमिट दैट आई एम
अनग्रेटफुल
देन ही विल नेवर लीव अस सो दे आर आस्किंग दिस क्वेश्चन. Take it, take it. And then these three things that they are asking, that anyone do bhajan, or any have anyone have affection though to them who has affection or love for them, reciprocal. You are among them or not, and some are those who don't love if anyone loves. They love everyone. No? Like, here it is not. They love whether they love or not. And third are, anyone is loving or not, they don't care for them. So, who is that person? Or, what is the fruit of three things? Three loves. You should tell truth, or you should tell what is highest degree. Mane uttam roop, uttam mane
highest degree.
Highest. They are telling go, Guru Sadhu go. To be careful for Krishna. You should be carefully, you should tell. Here it may be that gopis are telling to Krishna. Gopis are telling to Krishna. But Krishna is not carefully hearing all this. It may be. So anyone tells, oh, hear me. He is here, but yet. You have seen this?
Yes.
So, go. Krishna was peeping here and there. So told them that carefully you should tell us. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur. Yet it is written, but yet I am. Gopis are thinking uselessly for nothing. Krishna has given so much suffering to us, and he is actually very nistful.
Cruel.
And akritagya. Why he has done so? They are thinking themselves. We know that he is soul lover, God lover in the whole world. And he is a rasik, we know. And he is not ungrateful. He cannot be ungrateful. He has a hatati, mercy to all. Why he has did so? We cannot solve. So let us question to Krishna why he is. But we see that whether he by nature cruel or hard-hearted or akritagya, ungrateful, he should admit this fact. Because they realize this fact, we have bricked everything. Our father, mother, husband, and also shame, sahishnuta, dharija, we have left it. We have disobeyed our guardians and Guru. Guru means father, mother, sasu. We have disappeared. And we have blindly come. What would be there? Nothing to think. We know that our husbands and father and mother will not keep us in their homes. But as a mad, being mad, we have come here. But he is so, perhaps he is mad or not, we don't. Because we are mad. So he are mad or not, we cannot imagine. Why he left us? So we will ask Krishna that whether he has some affection or love for us or not, directly. But directly we cannot ask. We should not ask. So we'll have a prashna,
question.
In hiding avati kava, hiding. Whether he has love, affection for us or not. We want to know that he has affection or not. Whether he is udasin to us. Udasin means? Neutral to us. Or he has some roh to us. Roman? Anti.
Anti-mood.
Droha. Droha means, you know?
Negative.
Not negative. Negative is udasinna. Not negative. That if anyone loves her, I will be doing evil to that person. This is called droha. Like a father loves his children, but children, after their marriage and having children so much, they may rebuke their parents. Like, it is called drohacharya. So there are three things. One, loving mood. Another, absolute
neutral.
And third,
opposite.
Three things. We want to know that in three things, what mood Krishna has with us. So if we will directly ask Krishna, then Krishna will netal bahana karega.
Retention
or fickles. He will try to avoid all these things. And he will, I love you so much. He will tell. But we should put a question so that he cannot avoid. His inner mood should come. So, as ordinary person, they are asking Krishna, your loving mood towards us is sopadhik or nirupadhik? That is, sahetuk or ahetuk? By by any reason or without reason. Any swartha, swartha kya?
Self-interest
or without interest. By any cause or without cause, we want to know. You cannot tell. They are thinking. Not questioning. They are thinking how to put this question. That he should अपने भावों को उगल दे. यही थोड़ा सा हमारे लिए अंग्रेजी में
एडमिट.
नो नो,
ही हिमसेल्फ शुड से व्हाट इज हिज मूड.
कन्फेस.
कन्फेस. इफ ए डॉग हैज ईटन समथिंग, then if anyone wants that what he has eaten, then he will give some grass to eat, and dog itself will take grass and
vomit
everything. So gopis are giving a medicine, like medicine, that Krishna can vomit everything what he has, otherwise he will try to
hide it,
conceal
that part. So they are very, very intelligent, and they are so intelligent that Krishna admits that they are more intelligent than me. Love is so a thing that lover becomes in higher grade than. Like Yashoda, I told in morning, Krishna thinks himself to be a god, god of god, and he is Sarva Shaktiman,
all powerful.
All powerful, almighty. And he has Satchitanand, everything, Ladini, Sambhit, Sandini, and all kinds of Aishwarya, opulence. But yet Yashoda takes him by left hand arm and sit down here. And Krishna sat down there. And thinking, where is my Bhagavata? I am Bhagavan, but I am now divas.
Helpless.
Huh?
Helpless.
Helpless now. Become utterly helpless. I began to see here and there what to do. My mother has made me sit here. What to do? So, gopis are so intelligent. They know how to Krishna make. Krishna is hearing their, understanding their voice, and he is just smiling, because sadharan bhav se wo admit nahi karega.
In ordinary way he will not
admit. Like so many big leaders in this, in front of judge, when a culprit is there in Kathgara, you know?
Box.
Witness box. And good leaders ask them. They don't directly ask. And anyhow, they felt that person in a tree that he should admit that. And that person does not know that what I am telling. So these are like very great leaders, gopis. Jeera jante hain? Jeera? Aap log jeera jante hain? Wo wakil log jeera karte hain?
Argument
nahi.
Jeera is a different argument.
Examination.
Examination.
It is a meaning of examination.
Yes. Take. Their gopis are thinking very deeply.
those who love anyone with any reason, for their swarth, for their
self-interest,
that priti is called sopadik priti, not nirupadik. So, those who have sopadik priti, they want to manoranjan. Manoranjan means
entertainment.
If they see that there will be no entertainment by that person, they will not love. This is called sopadik priti. And if no that self-interest, no manoranjan, but yet loving, this is sopadik, nirupadik priti. Krishna cannot be told in the class of sopadik priti. They are thinking themselves. No sopadik. If there was sopadik priti, then Krishna could not go out of our sight. Because there is no self-interest, no entertainment from us. So he left us and went away. Krishna is not apna manoranjan humse nahi kar raha, chhod karke chala gaya. You understand?
He is not thinking what he will get.
So he left easily us. Not one. Lakhs and koti's, crores and crores koti. So pitiful. In whole world, all are Kishori. Jamuna Upavan was so uncool for them. And no Purusha was there. Krishna is also Kishore. And he had sang on flute and collected us. And we are very uncool to Krishna. Uncool means?
Forever.
Yet he vanished away from us. So he is not in that class. But also we see that nirupadik prem, more nirupadik prem, because he comes to us and chatters us, beg for us, give me a bhiksha of prem. He also give his head on our foot. So it cannot be told that he has no prem or nirupadik. So it can be told that his priti is not so bad because he wanted to kill them gopi by Birah. Birah is Lagni. And for so much time, he left us. And we are burning in the fire of Bira. But he did not come to see us how they are. But we see that he has no nirupadik priti also. Why? The cause is that it is very dark night. Nishit. Nishit means night. There are none here, only we are. And we are abala. Abala means?
Weak. Very weak.
We fear so much. Because we are ladies,
we are helpless here. And in this time, he should protect us. But he left us in that very calamity or suffering and went away. So it is not nirupadhik vritti also. If we tell that he has neutral position, no love, affection for us, and he is neutral, no affection, no enmity, it can also be not told. Why? He is giving us so pleasure and also giving sufferings both. He wants to meet. He has desired to meet us. And that is why he called us. And also, he has no enmity. So, it is seen that he is the cause of our happiness and suffering. So, you are not neutral also. If you tell that perpetual means conscious perpetual enmity with Krishna, from boyhood, also Shishupal has enmity with Krishna from boyhood, there should be demons like Duryodhan and all others. Without any cause, they made Krishna enemy. So these are perpetual enmity. We see that there is no perpetual enmity with us. Krishna, he loves us so much. From boyhood we see. So what kind of love is he? They are not deciding. So there is no enmity, no droha. Because we don't see any enmity bhav mood always. Because we have played so many times with Krishna. Krishna comes to our homes. In Barsana, you know how Krishna goes and meets. If Srimati Radhika stops to speak with Krishna, in having the shape of any Malini,
gardener.
He comes and he takes the name of Mohini and enters in Barsana, and he tells that he sings so much, so sweet, and tells that I am the daughter of any gardener. I know messes, I know coloring, I know singer, and to whom I will touch, his sorrow, his suffering, his all tiredness, everything go. Hearing this, Lalita and Vishakha and all called her in the Rajbhavan of Vishwamitra, and they took up to Srimati Radhika. She was so beautiful, garland maker lady, Kishori, very beautiful. Then she told that, I am seeing that you are in sorrow, you are tired so much. If I will touch you and do message, and I will give my garland your neck, you will be quite okay. Sakhi told Lalita Vishakha that yes, you can message, you can touch, you can give garland in the neck of Krishna. So he touched the feet. At once she knew that this is none but Then that Kishori get garland in the neck of Srimati Rani and touched his body in so that manner that Krishna does. So he was assured that he is none but Krishna. Now he saw towards Sakhis and he saw by their eyes,
corner
of eye, that he is none but that cheetah is there. They all assured and they began to do a trick. Srimati told that this garland maker's daughter is so beautiful and loving, and he has done my so much service to me. I am grateful to her. So I want to give him my dress, and I will my own hand
dress him.
Make wear.
Dress her.
I will dress her, and I will do sringar of that, because I admit him her as a sakhi. So Krishna was began to look here and there how to escape. Now my reality will be disclosed. He wanted to anyhow to fly from there, but all gopis surrounded her him, that anyhow he should not escape. And Srimati Radhika told that, I am giving my dress to you. First I will
take up
all the dress, and new dress I will give. Krishna, no, I don't like this. I don't like new, my old dress are very good. But all catch hold of Krishna. And they took off the Krishna clothes and saw that he is really Krishna. And he is not a lady. Then all began to clap. So Krishna goes to them, beg pardon, and ask prem bhikha to them. So they are considering Krishna that he is not at all pakritagya nahi hai.
He is not ungrateful.
And he is not in wo mood.
Enmity
mood. If we see that there should be reason that he has left us. Pratikulya nibandhan. Pratikulya mane, which is not favorable. Without a reason, there should be any reason. We are both friends. ₹1 lakh came to us. Then he told that this is mine. I am telling this is mine. Quarrel went among them, us, because there was friendship, but account to take the money. This is a reason. So, there is any reason between us and Krishna, that Krishna has become opposite? We have not done anything so. We always see the happiness of Krishna. Now, there may be any droha, enmity, but there is no enmity. So it seems that he is akritagya, grateful, ungrateful. So he should admit that I am ungrateful. We will not tell him. We should know here
Here all gopis are in same mood. One gopi is doing question to Krishna, but we should think that this question is from all gopis. Vipaksha, Swapaksha, Tatastha and Shuddha. Both four kinds of gopis there are. So it is the question of all gopis. So they are telling to Krishna, "Oh, you are very great sage, Mahapragya. Pragya means
intelligent
and sadhu. We know that you cannot cheat us because you are sadhu, and this is one kind of
satire type of thing.
They know that Krishna is cheater, but yet they are telling you are sad.
Vyanga.
You know what is the meaning of vyanga?
Satire.
They give him credit for something which he is not.
This is vyanga. So now they are doing question. One loves anyone who loves. Another, whether he loves or not, he does love. He loves. And third is person that if anyone loving or not loving, he has no love for them. So in what category you are, they are speaking, telling to this. This took 1 and 10 minutes, 15 minutes. What is the time now?
6:15. We began 5:30.
5:30. Then?
15 minutes more.
But
in one sentence, which category Vihariji belongs? What he replied, that I don't belong to any three categories.
It's beyond
first
all
commercial. If he loves, I love, it is a commercial thing which I don't do. Then he denied everything, and lastly, he comes to what category?
We will hear it by mouth of Krishna. Then it will be very lovely and very interesting.
And we have to wait for November.
And we should try to avoid all these things and do pray to anyone with this system. We should not think that Krishna is loving or not. We should love Krishna. This is love. If we are doing bhakti to Krishna and he is not giving any
exchange
or
return.
But we should. One day he will be bound to. But Krishna wants to increase our love. He wants that our love should be go out of and upward than these worldly love. It should be chinmay prem. And always continuous prem. So he does not give darshan or does not accept outward, but he accept. But outwardly, he gives no response. This is mercy of Krishna, and that he will tell.
So many stages, adosha, dhatita, sadhu, sangha, up to bhava and prema. Then Kanista Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari.
Sadhan Bhakta, Bhav Bhakta and Prema Bhakta. Also we know Arupsiddha Bhakta, Sangasiddha Bhakta and Sarupsiddha Bhakta. So many.
And Namaparad, Namavas and Shudana. So what is the relationship between the different stages?
What do you mean?
Means in this Adoshadha, Sutta, Sadhu Sangha and so on, where will Nama Bas come, where will Shudanam come, where will Swarup Siddhi Bhakti come? And
when a man has Sattva, it may be that all kinds of anarth, aparad, everything will be there. But by the associations of everything, of the qualified heart, a sattva may come at the position, also in the position, when he is characterless, he is dakayat, he is so wretched, so fallen. Even then too, by the association, that sattva may come. As Ajamil was a so much a wretched person, and he has got the sangha of Krishna. And he became, went on so high level. As being in this very low level, wretched condition, Billa Mangal had that sukha and that is association also. So in any position, whether he is good or bad, anyhow, willingly or unwillingly, he has sadhu sangha, he may have sadhu. And the sadhu are of two kinds at the same beginning stage. Either by hearing rasmai katha of Krishna, or by the sasam and by hearing sasam. If two kinds of Shraddha has come here and he will not hear the pastimes of Krishna and he will not associate, then both will be tried. And at that time, if you will have good association, anartha will go by and by. Aparad will be, aparad will go by and by. And all others, these are not helpful for bhakti, they will also go by and by. When we will have a guru, diksha and siksha, and practically we will enter in bhakti realm, doing bhakti, uttama bhakti in practice by all indriyas, then it is called sadhan bhakti. And up to that time, no new aparad comes. Old aparad going on. And agyanata in some extent going on. This is more root again, anartha. Now he is serving and giving respect to Vaishnavas willingly. And by practicing Naam, Harikatha, Samadam, Kirtanam, Smiranam, Bandhanam, Padasevam, these are gradually developing and anartha are
going on,
subsiding. When we have nishtha, then most of anarths, blunders, aparad will be in about to go, not gone. They may come, but now they are not in active mood. So they are going. They are going on in what proportion? In what percent? In that very person, bhakti is coming. Our sadhana is going on, sadhana bhakti, and developing. When it comes to ruchi, then most of dangerous aparad have gone away. No blunder aparad will be done. But yet, there will be something which is not helpful in bhakti. That is to hear harikatha. It is no offense, but it is another. No? Like praise will come. And if you will not shave and you will try to test all these things, praise and artha,
well,
Lakshmi, and you will be very pleased to have this and always collecting all these things, not giving attention to real bhakti. They can spoil us. So, loy, vikshe, apratipatti, kasai, these are anartha, not aparadha. So we should try to admire her by chanting her name always, by serving Vaishnavas, by serving gurus. Now, when our asakti is so much, this is also gone to some extent, half extent, all on earth. Aparad is not there. It has gone. And also our path, our
good beach,
avidya till avidya, and prarabdha aparad, all are going vanishing. But yet there are some smell there. When after this dhamma will come, all anarths and everything has gone away. His bhakti has come to bhava. And at that time, four lips having come in his bhakti. Kleshakni, Subhada, Mokshalagutakrita, and Sutokrita. But I mean, two lips are to come out. And now he is bhava-bhakti. His bhakti is bhava-bhakti. His anartha has been swept away almost all. Only there are some smell there. Up to nishtha, sangha siddha, and almost all gone. Arab siddha and
sangha siddha,
sakama bhakti, nishkama bhakti, everything goes away when bhava comes. Now he is bhakta. And only something is there. And this is called samchitta. Practicing bhava-bhakti like Rupa and Raghunath, practicing Raganuga more like Rupa Raghunath, Billu Mangal Thakur, then Vastu Siddhi will come and at last will leave this planet. And we can go to that planet where Krishna Prakati lies. In Nishtha, Baudesh, Parthani goes away. Then Praiki. Praiki means almost all have gone. Then Praiki, Purna, in Bhavastha, Purna, all goes away. And in Prem, Atyantaki. Anything, no more rest. Then this is called. But bhakti begins from Shraddha. The characteristics of two are separate. From beginning, anyone goes at the root of Vaidhi Bhakti and other very rare persons will follow the Raganuga. But they don't know what is Raganuga, what is Vaidhi Bhakti. They are practicing only. But then they will read the books of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. They will see that, oh, I am going in the path of. But he should follow all the lines of and all the vidhi of Vaidhi Bhakti. And innerly, he will try to follow. All will see that he is doing Raganuga. But actually, he is doing. He is reading Bhagavad. Vaidhi Bhakti also reading Bhagavad. He will read Prahlad Maharaj Upakhyan all August. And he will read the topics in which Krishna and Gopis are connected. He will do kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Vaidhi Bhakti with no power. And he will cry, O Krishna, Hare Radhe, Hare Shyam Shankar, Hare Madan Mohan Radhara. That what stage does Nam Aparad become Nam Abbas? When does Nam Abbas become Sutana? We have no real Vaishnava Sangha. And only chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ordinary. No Guru, nothing. I am seeing that they are doing. So why I cannot do? I can sing very sweetly more than them. At that time there is a aparadha. Almost all names are with aparadha. And when he got Shuddha Guru, and then he practices, and comes at the stage of Nishtha, before that Anishtha Bhakti, Anishthatya Bhakti, then it will be some aparadha. And after that, after taking the shelter of Guru, then it will be Namabhas. And then it will come Ashakti. And it will be that Sukhara. Especially when Bhav will come.
And Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari.
Kanishtha Adhikari, when he does not know any tattva,
ભગવત તત્વ, જીવ તત્વ, માયા તત્વ, ભક્તિ તત્વ, નામ તત્વ, this world તત્વ, he does not know. And he now he has gone and he has accepted any guru, but not following. He tries, but he does not understand the difference between all these things. What is Vaidya Bhakti, what is Raganuga, what is Shuddha Bhakti, what is Ashuddha Bhakti, who is Krishna, who is Ram, who is Shankar, who is not well knowing. Then he is Kanishtha Vichara. He only knows Krishna. He is not respecting Vaishnavas. Does not know the qualifications of Uttam, Madhyam, Kanishtha Vaishnavas. So he is Kanishtha Vaishnava. Always Namapara, sometimes in Namabhas. This is Kanishtha. And then by the association of good bhakta, qualified Vaishnava, he is chanting, hearing more than chanting and something, remembering and doing all kinds of trials by his indriyas. And when he had the association of good Vaishnavas, and when he begins to question to his Gurudev very mildly to know all these things, he enters in the stage of who I am, how I have come here, what to do, how to take me, who are Vaishnavas, what is Maya, and then there is question, and he is turned to respect Vaishnavas according to quality, then he begins to enter in Madhyamaka. And when he fully knows all these things, then he is Madhyam Madhyam. And when he is Pratishthit, realizing everything with Anubhuti
experience,
then he is Madhyam. And he is now is ready to go in Uttam Bhakti. No Ninda, no separate bhav, fully convinced in all the theories. His name is begins to be Shuddha. Madhyam Adhikari, no Shuddha. Sometimes Shuddha, sometimes Namabhas. Kanishtha, always Namaparat, very rare Namabhas. And Uttam, all time Shuddha.
And Arok City Bhakt, is it like Kanishtha Adhikari?
Kanishtha Adhikari.
And some?
And some extent to Madhyam Adhikari too. When he becomes Uttam or Madhyam Madhyam, then gradually it goes on. But it may be found in Madhyam Kanishtha.
And Sangsiddha Bhakti?
Sangsiddha Bhakti may up go to Asakti, because we will have to adopt the theory Tena Dapi Sunichena Tarurabhi Sai Sunna Amanina Manadena Kirtanina Sada. But actually we cannot adopt. It comes in the level of praying. When prem goes up, Trinatapi Suni, Tarunapi Sashna, Mani Nam, its fourth qualities go up. When it is down, it is also down. Always in the same level of prem. So if there is prem, then they will come in full. When there is no prem, know all these things. But we try to not not to be angry. This is one thing. And anger never comes. This is one thing. We can control anger. But a stage will come when there is no anger at all to be controlled. So when there is no anger to be controlled, this is uttama. So these anarth are there, but it is controlled, then it is madhyama adhikari. And by that, some offense or by all these things, some evil can be done. Come. Like rogue, like man, apaman. Man, apaman?
Pride.
No.
Question of prestige.
Prestige. He has not honored me. He is fool. Like this. This thing will come in madhyama adhikari. But uttama adhikari, no rogue, nothing, obstacle. He does not know what is obstacle. But in madhyama adhikari, it can be, but it can be subsided. Sometimes it will not be subsided in madhyama adhikari. But when madhyama adhikari will go, in uttama adhikari, all subside, not subside, there will be vast way. He does not know what is maya, what is all these things, what is growth, calm, more faster.
Now, if someone has a seed of Raja Bhakti, then when he comes to the stage of Bhava Bhakti, then his swarup will be revealed.
When comes Nishtha, all aprat goes away. After that, Ruchi will come. And after Ruchi, Ruchi will be
matured
into Asakti. And after maturing this Asakti, how?
Yes. So if there is a qualified disciple and qualified guru, the guru can give the Ekadasa Bhav in the mature stage of Asakti. But even without Ekadasa Bhav, someone can go from Asakti into Bhav, and then his swarup will be revealed, or Ekadasa Bhav should be.
Will surely come. At the stage of Bhav, beginning of Bhav, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, or any living entity, Uttam Bhagavat Bhakta, by the grace of Krishna, his Siddha Sarupa may come, not vividly, but peeping. And as soon as his Bhakti will be matured, gradually, Siddha Sarupa also will gradually mature. And everything will come by the grace of Radhika and Krishna or his associates. And the associates of associates. Because we will not have directly all these. By the grace of Madhyama Adhikari, who is so unnata, and he is so much kind to us. Because Uttam Bhagavat does not give his associates. By chance it is found. By the love. By the Vishesh Kripa of Krishna. And he has given duty to Madhyama Adhikari to give his association. So we can easily can have this and we will gradually advance.
But without association of
one thing more. These 11 things are how? Are these bhavs? comes in sadhak heart by two ways. By their grace, like two manners. If anyone goes to any house, home, he asks that, will you take prasadam? Yes. Will you prepare art in my house? We are offered to it to be grahar. And it is quite ready. Malpua, puri, kachauri, parman, dal, chawal, rasam, everything. If you want, it is offered and it is quite ready, you can take just now. Otherwise, if you want, you can prepare yourself. I will give you everything. All the utensils, I will give you. You can manage to prepare. So, at a time, by the ahetaki kripa of Krishna and his associates, everything appears here by Sphurti. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur Prabhupada, everything is managed here. And if it is not done, then by Madhyamadhikari, by that way, practically he comes and gives all these things. Both ways are just very good. But when Krishna will be so pleased, he can manage for this thing or that thing also. But actually their position is so good. When it comes automatically from up, and artificial, this may be artificial, unartificial too. Sometimes, or mostly it becomes artificial.
Not natural.
Not. Because Guru in this is found so rare. So anarthakarasta jeev cannot give this. A powerful person gave, who is qualified to give it. I or you cannot give it. So we'll have to pay it. And we should practice. And Krishna or our Guru, they will give inspiration in our heart. And till we'll have to wait. Artificially we should not do chinta of Siddhade and Ekadash Bhava. We should know, but it will come gradually by two courses. Last today, not reading this. This is more important. Guru, they will manage. He is not that. He is watching us. And if he is not watching and not still present, then he is not good. He should be rejected.